And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 31st of January, 2014. It's the birthday of Norman Mailer, Long Branch, New Jersey, 1923, author of more than 30 books, plays, screenplays, poems, essays, reporting, drafted into the Army in 1944, right after he graduated from Harvard. His experience in the war led to his first novel, The Naked and the Dead, which was his first book to receive universal acclaim and maybe the last, and it was his greatest commercial success as well. His book, The Executioner's Song, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1979. He called it a true life novel, the story of the convicted killer Gary Gilmore, who had killed two men, was sentenced to death. Against Gilmore's wishes, lawyers appealed for clemency, and Gilmore himself fought to be executed by a firing squad as soon as possible and got his wish in 1977. The book was the idea of a photographer-journalist named Larry Schiller, who had collaborated with Mailer on a biography of Marilyn Monroe years earlier. Schiller conducted the interviews, went to the execution, shared thousands of pages of transcripts with Mailer so he could write the book, which is a dramatic departure from Mailer's usual style. He wrote very simple, declarative sentences in a somber tone, most of the book refusing to take a position on either the crime or the killer. Joan Didion reviewed The Executioner's Song, called it ambitious to the point of vertigo, said the authentic Western voice, the voice heard in the book, are heard often in life, but only rarely in literature. It's the birthday of Franz Schubert, born in Vienna, 1797, wrote 9 symphonies, many string quartets, piano works, many, many songs, but died at 31, disappointed that he had never written a successful opera. It's the birthday of Thomas Merton, born in Prades, France, 1915, author of many books and poems, and also a Trappist monk who wrote his life story in the book The Seven-Story Mountain. And it's the birthday of John O'Hara, short story writer, Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 1905, started as a newspaper reporter, started writing fiction on the side, wrote his first book, Appointment in Samara, in New York, holed up in a hotel, using the bed as a desk, writing all night and sleeping all day. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, What's in My Journal. Odd things, like a button drawer, mean thing, fish hooks, barbs in your hand, but marbles too, a genius for being agreeable, junkyard crucifixes, voluptuous discards, space for knickknacks and for Alaska, evidence to hang me or to beatify, clues that lead nowhere, that never connected anyway, deliberate obfuscation, the kind that takes genius, chasms in character, loud omissions, mournings that yawn above a new grave, pages you know exist, but you can't find them, someone's terribly inevitable life story, maybe mine. What's in My Journal by William Stafford, from Crossing Unmarked Snow, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.